Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. At Computex, AMD announced the Radeon RX 6000M series of laptop GPUs, the 6800M, the 6700M, and the 6600M. These are based on the RDNA 2 architecture, support smart access memory, and smart shift to ship thermal limits of the CPU and GPU for best performance, with the RX 6800M and 6600M shipping to OEMs now. AMD previously announced an IP licensing deal with Samsung back in 2019, and now the company disclosed new details about the AMD RDNA-based GPU in the next-generation Exynos flagship system on a chip, expected to be in devices by early 2022. This GPU will support variable-rate shading capabilities, previously seen in the Qualcomm 888 SoC, as well as ray tracing, a first for a mobile GPU. AMD also announced more details about its Fidelity FX Super Resolution, or FSR, its take on game upscaling technology, which AMD claims offers up to 2 times the frame rates versus native 4K rendering, similar to NVIDIA's deep learning supersampling. AMD says FSR will be open source and free to developers using NVIDIA or AMD hardware, won't require tensor or deep learning hardware, with over 10 game studios and engines in 2021 to use FSR, with more details to come June 22nd. NVIDIA announced its new gaming flagship GPU, the GeForce RTX 3080 Ti, available June 3rd for $1,199, although supply will likely be an issue. The card offers 12GB of GDDR6X memory and 80 GPU clusters, compared to 10GB and 64 GPU clusters on the standard RTX 3080. The Raspberry Pi Foundation made its Raspberry Pi RP2040, the in-house designed microcontroller that powers the new Raspberry Pi Pico, available for purchase. They're available in single units or in reels of 500 and 3400 units for $1 each. In an interview, Acer co-CEO Tiffany Huang said the company can only fulfill about 50% of demand on average due to the chip shortage, saying the situation won't likely change until at least Q2 of 2022. Huang said the shortage caused Acer to focus on its education products rather than its gaming lineup. Twitter partnered with meteorologist Eric Holthaus to launch a local weather news service called Tomorrow across 16 cities in North America, with membership starting at $10 a month. Tomorrow will produce newsletters and exclusive long-form content using the newly acquired Review newsletter platform, provide regular short-form content to members, and offer Q&A services from meteorologists during breaking news weather events. Realme announced the X7 Max 5G, the first phone to use MediaTek's new flagship Dimensity 1200 SoC. The device offers a 6.42-inch 120Hz 1080p AMOLED screen, an under-display fingerprint sensor, and a headphone jack, launching June 4th starting at 27,000 rupees, or about $370. Alienware announced the X15 and X17 gaming laptops starting at $1,999 and $2,099 respectively. The X15 is 15.9 millimeters thick in some configurations and offers up to a 240 hertz refresh rate screen, while the X17 offers up to a 360 hertz refresh rate screen, both offering 11th gen Intel H core processors and supporting up to an RTX 3080 graphics card. New terms of service on eBay now require sellers to use its new managed payment system for receiving payments, rather than PayPal or other services, although buyers can still use PayPal or other payment methods. Payments under the new system take up to 2 working days to be transferred, and total fees for sellers will be marginally less than combined PayPal and eBay fees. According to a now-removed post from Xbox's French website, the Xbox X and S systems have an exclusive console license for Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos technologies for another 2 years. It's not clear if other current-gen consoles will add support for either technology once that exclusivity expires, with Sony currently using its own 3D audio engine called Tempest. Amazon's crowdsourced mesh network program Sidewalk will go online on June 8th, with all supported Echo, Ring, and other Amazon products opted in by default. This will use up to 80 kilobits per second of bandwidth to let connected devices do things like set up and stay online during service outages, extend the network for tile trackers and other third-party devices, and broaden connections to smart home devices when out of Wi-Fi range. And finally, app researcher Jane Manchin Wong discovered Twitter is working on more specific context labels for tweets, including get the latest, stay informed, and misleading, with each label including a find out more section that links to external resources. Twitter previously added labels to content related to COVID-19 and election misinformation. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.